3 days mean to you? Why are they so important in your coming year? They are the triple days of October 30th, October 31st, and November 1st. 3 days of spiritual light, the triple days of spiritual power. These are the days when the most spiritual things will happen to the most spiritual person, you. First, you get a new moon authentic hoodoo reading from the seven spirits of God, given by Papa Say. This will take you through the coming month with all of its blessings and all of its goodness. Next, you get a spirit reading from one of the best spirit readers of all, the one and only Madame Shalise, from one of the most haunted states in the Union. She reads the spirit realm and gives you a true and accurate message from the realm of ghosts. Now, I said it, that's right, the realm of ghosts. Finally, you get a reading from the PSB7, one of the most accurate instances in the paranormal field today. It reads radio frequencies and translates them into voice. Ask it a question and you get an answer right then and there. That's the triple days of spiritual power. Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st. At 3 p.m. on Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday, and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. That's Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st. At 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Sunday and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday and Tuesday. Now, all the readings will be free. That's right, free, with absolutely no charge whatsoever. So you be there. Here at The Real Hoodoo on Blog Talk Radio. That's The Real Hoodoo right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azile, Usia, Lucia, Metcatalin, Bahes Cabel, Eshtami Tukad Amisbea, Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you and God keep you. May he lift his eyes upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even furthermore. Hey, you know something? Today, I was thinking about a few things. Yeah, well, of course, we got today's success reading. We have Hoodoo Success and whatnot. These are readings about the success of your life. And the success is something very important. The success is something very important because it determines what you will be and do. But I was thinking about something else. In which I've done it. I've done a study. I've done my own study. I look at things. I look at the things that are out here and the things that people are doing. And one thing that came to me is the paranormal field. The paranormal paraphernalia, first of all. There is a slew of them. Yes, there is. And one thing I found out about them, which most people really don't want to, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to know it, but those things are, it's just some stuff which people put together and just use it. It's just some stuff. Now, what I am thinking about is the scanner radios, the paranormal, all of them use that. What it does is it takes the frequency, radio frequencies, and it goes over them real quick. It goes over them real quick. Now, those frequencies, it can either be FM or AM. Now, those frequencies, you can do that. It is just as reasonable as a radio. Yeah, it's just as reasonable as a radio. The only thing is that it stops on a certain frequency, which is what it does on a radio, which is what you do on the radio. And simply by holding it there with nothing on that frequency, only white noise, you get certain spirits coming through. And then, of course, it moves on and it does it again. But the whole thing is that it is just a frequency, a particular radio frequency that it uses. Now, that is something which people have known about for centuries, for a time immemorial. You see, when radio frequencies first came out, when radios were first known, It was tried then. And certain people, not get it right now, certain people heard what? Spirits talking. Other people didn't hear it. They didn't have it. So when you start studying it, the spirits come around certain people which have what a, I don't know when, they have an endangerment to it, or certain, excuse me, certain type of these people are used for that. And that is the type of person which gets it. Now, such as a person who is, well, I don't know, a skeptic, a pure skeptic, it comes to him. And then people who, you know, don't believe in it, it comes to him. But to anybody that believes it and is going to try it, it doesn't happen. It just don't happen. Now, the thing about it is that this is taking what? A no means radio frequencies, and is using it for something unknown. Something unknown. Spirit communication. Now, the spirit communication can come through, but only when it's utilized by a certain individual. Now, I don't care how you look at it, just only certain individuals can use it. And that is what makes it sort of what? Suspect. It makes it sort of suspect. You cannot take an instrument that's sweeping the frequencies or just anywhere and you get a spirit communication voice out of it. No, you will not get a spirit communication voice out of it. You cannot take, you know, and sweep the frequencies forward or backwards and go to a place which is peculiar or a place which nobody knows about or you're not there and get spirit communication. This is something that a person uses on his own. Now, what have I done? I have taken the known users of it and have looked and seen, is this true? You know, are they really getting it? You know, and so I've tried it. Uh-oh. Yeah, I've tried it. And you know what I got? Nothing. Nothing, not one time. Not one time. So, therefore, I believe that I didn't have it because of something wrong with me or because, you know, even because my hair's big or nappy, whatever. I don't know. I got a beard or something. I don't know. But everybody that I've seen that has had it. That person was a person who did not believe in it, who did not believe it was truthful, who did not believe that it was kind or whatever, and who just basically used it. Now, that draws a question to me. If I can take this from unknown sources and apply it to this, I'll be able to take it and use it again for something else. Why is it that those spirits will not talk to me? That's all I'm saying. Why is it will they not talk to me? Is it because, you know, is it because they spirits? I don't like spirits, or I don't listen for them. Well, that ain't true. That ain't true. All those different ones, the obelisk, SP7C, the GB1, GB2, GB3, GB4, all of those things are something else. Now, the thing about GB1 through 4 is that those things are operational on your computer. Your computer, and you don't need that much money to get it either. All you need is about $20. And what it does is it uses certain things in the electronics of what? Well, of Microsoft. Now, how can that thing do it? How can it do it? I don't know. The only thing is that I do know is that the people that do get spirit communication from it have got it a way which I don't, because I believe in spirits. I do. I believe that you can get this. You can find it or whatever. But these people don't. They don't believe it. They don't believe it. And when they do get it, oh, it's such a great big thing. Oh, it's so fantastic. We got an EVP for this time and whatnot. You know, forget it. Forget all that stuff. I will just tell you, we've been fooling with spirits a long time. You know, especially during slavery, and especially back in Africa. We've been dealing with spirits a long time. Why can't we hear it? Why don't we get any EVPs? Why is it that people who are, I'll tell you this, who are invariably hoodoo, they are invariably hoodoo. Now, they ain't even talking this, but this hoodoo thing is about spirits. Yes, it is. It's about spirits. And I'm not going to slip in and tear down people or say one. You know, I don't care if you're white, you're black, or what. If you believe in hoodoo, then you a hoodoo. Now, why is it that a hoodoo cannot call up or get a spirit, but these that ain't can? These that ain't can. Every individual who is hoodoo, believes in the spirits, practices with them, yet believes they'll talk to them, but they cannot get any contact from the spirits in this. But these other ones get contacts, get them all the time. Oh, no, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is not the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, it is not the way it is supposed to be. Now, with these different instruments, I have looked at how these things are made. Oh, yeah. I've looked at how they're made and what they're made out of. You know, most of these instruments are just something with somebody threw together. It's just something thrown together. Now, the SB7, the SB7 are nothing more than what? Than radios. Small AM, FM radios. And with about three minutes of tinkering with it, you can get the thing where it'll sweep through it. It'll sweep through the channel. That's all it is. A sweep through the channels. Nothing else. And it's something which you can get it. You can get it normally. You can get it normally. You can go through the frequencies yourself. Yeah, you can. I tell you, radios were first used for spirit communication back in the 1920s. And what would happen, you know, and in fact, I did it. You know how old I am. I did it. What would I do? I'd take a radio and just put it on a channel where there wasn't anything. Where there was no, just a plain old white noise, the hissing. I put it on and I just leave it there. And with that, you're supposed to get what? Some type of spirit communication. You're supposed to get it, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I tried everything. I would call them. I would do this. I'd do that. I'd do everything I could do. But never once did I get any communication. Hey, I even tried it when it was dark, dead dark. I tried it. In fact, I even tried it in the graveyard. I didn't get nothing. Why? Why didn't I get nothing? Why didn't I get nothing? You know, I've tried other people. I've tried mediums and you know, certain folk. Well, I tell you, with them, you might get something, but, you know, sometimes, but most of the times you didn't. This thing is sort of, it's peculiar. It's peculiar. I'm telling you, it's peculiar. Why can one person get it, but another one can't? Now, the only thing that I do believe on is the digital tape recorder. Yeah, the digital tape recorder, because it's small and all that. But the thing is, it can pick up sounds. It can pick up sounds that you don't know. Now, that I do believe in somewhat. But the rest of them, I do not. I do not. I believe that when you go into hoodoo, you go into hoodoo way or hoodoo whatever, you are automatically putting your life, your living on spirit. You are asking the spirits to show you stuff, to do things for you, to come around you and things like that. You know, when, before we do anything, I do this now, I do it out in the opening. But I used to do it before, but I didn't, I just wouldn't say it. But I do it out in the open. The seven spirits of God. I use the seven spirits of God. And you can use with the seven spirits of God. You can use them. I know when the seven spirits of God are here. I know when the seven spirits of God are not here. And the thing that I do know, is because of the seven spirits of God, and I'm saying this, the seven spirits of God, because of them, there is only one thing a person has to do. Only has to do one thing, and that is to believe in God. That's all he has to do. Now, with the other ones, you got to worry about an evil spirit, a demon, a this, that, and that coming through it. Now, when I listen to the recordings of these different tapes, these different things, I listen to them, I find out that when a person talks about the devil, that ain't no devil. That ain't no devil. When he says, I'm a demon, that ain't no demon. No, it ain't. It's just something for what? To try and make you scared. There ain't no devil, there ain't no demon. Why? Because there ain't no demon going to tell you he's there. And why would a demon listen to it anyway? Now, there is a question. Why would a demon listen to you on this paranormal crap anyway? If it is for real, if you have spirit communication, I'm not saying you do, but if you have spirit communication, why would a demon listen anyway? Why would he? Because a demon, he's going to do what he's going to do anyway. And some people believe demons are evil and they are just doing this. They're just around just trying to find out the end of everything and using evil. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe there's good angels and there's evil angels. Their good angels are called angels, and evil angels are called demons. And that the good ones do what they do, and the evil ones do what they do. But both are under the control of Almighty God. I don't believe no demon is running wild and can do what he wants. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I got the Torah to back me up. Remember Job? Remember Job? All the sons of God came to meet together. And who was that? Satan was with him. He was with him. And he started talking his stuff. Everything Satan did, he did it because God told him to. Hello. He did it because God told him to do it. He didn't do nothing on his own. He did it because God told him to. He did it because he was commanded by God what to do. And he did what God commanded him to do. What's to make me think he can do anything different now? There ain't nothing that can make me believe anything different. He can do the same identical thing. When we think of demons, we think of an all-powerful, evil son of a gun. That's all we think of. He's all-powerful. He can do this. He can do that. But is that so? That is that so? Demons is supposed to hate human beings. Well, if they hate human beings, how come they don't kill a bunch of us? How come they don't get rid of a bunch of us? If the demons are as bad as people say, why don't they do something? Why don't they do something good? They don't do nothing bad. The demons only do evil to whom evil is acquitted. That is when you get evil. Now, those that get good or get it anyway, get it because of something they've done in a past life or something else. But the demons do not do evil to anyone but the persons whom God has said, go get them. There he is, boy, go get them. Now, these people with this paranormal paraphernalia have you thinking that sometimes demons talk to them. Yeah. Sometimes demons talk to them. But all in all, the demons aren't talking at all. Who's saying that? If it is a spirit, then it's the spirit of a human being. That's what it is, the spirit of a human being. See, so you can believe in it if you want to. You can go one way or another. That's up to you. But I need a little more. I need just a little bit more to know what I am supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, I do believe something. I do believe that everyone here believes in spirits. Yep, they believe in spirits. I believe that everyone here will use spirits, use them to their greatest advantage. Now, they don't tell you that, do they? They don't tell you that the spirits are here to help you. The angels and whatnot are here to help you. And when I say that, I mean the good angels and the evil angels. They are here to help you. Now I don't care. You can turn me off if you want. Turn me off. But the good and bad angels are here to help you. Yeah, that's what they for. That is what they for. To get you out of some stuff. They are here to help you. Yeah, that's right. Now, when I look at this stuff, I look at all this, these gears and these things, you know, it's so simple how it's made. It ain't even made with nothing, with no good sense at all. It's just stuff thrown together, you know. It's made like that, but, you know, big money for it. They charge big money for some. It's always on a radio. Always on a radio. You can take a radio. You can get a radio now for $5. You can get a good one for 10 or 20. And with just one little three-minute surgical thing, 1 3-minute, you got that thing changing your frequencies for you. You can go from shortwave to AM, you know, just for no money. Why would you want to go that? Why would you want to do that? Now, I think that you must use a little bit of reason. Use a little bit of reason. If you are hoodoo, you're thinking about spirits. But the spirits we think about come and help us when we're right here. You don't go on off and all other stuff. We got spirits right here which will help us. You don't need nobody else. You can get a spirit tonight. You sure can. You can get a spirit tonight to help you. You ain't got to go and get all the electronic stuff. Why do you want to spend that much money? Now, one thing I looked at, man, because the thing sounded so good, it sounded so good. But you know how much it costs? It costs $1,200. But when I saw what it's made out of, I can make that. I can make that for how much? For $25 or less. Why spend your money and get Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. No. I tell you what, spend your time. Learn the things you got to learn. And do the things you got to do. Put your hand out to God and take his unchanging hand. Not no spirit from the other side, but God's unchanging hand. The things that people do, they'll tell you, you need a spirit guide. No, you don't. Well, yeah. Okay, I'll say, yeah, I got a spirit guide. I have got one. I've got 7 of them. And what are those spirits? Spirit guides. They're spirits. Are spirits. And there ain't no spirit of no human being. No, no. Because why? A human being can lie. A human being, I said it, a human being, just because it's a spirit, don't mean it's truthful. Just because it's a spirit does not mean that it is truthful. I tell you what it can be. It can be a true lie. The only thing which you will know is true is God, which is why I use the 7 spirits of God. And I tell you something, that wasn't a choice of mine. No, 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 that wasn't a choice of mine. The 7 spirits of God were put on me. Just like a person would put on a coat. You know, because it's cold out, so they put a coat on. Or a hat, because it's raining. I use the 7 spirits of God because they are God. The spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Hokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Geburah, the spirit of Da'af, and now listen, the Yirah Yahweh, the fear of the Lord. I use the 7 spirits because they can help me. They are the most. The most. I say it again. They are the most truthful spirits. They are. Now, there are some things that those spirits tell me which I don't tell you. No, I do not. I do not. Now, help. I'm thankful I don't, too. But they help me. They help me. So, I wouldn't use one that's coming forth on the Ovilus or SB7 or what. I wouldn't use it, the PSB7. I wouldn't use it. Or GB1, 2, 3, or 4. Because if it is a spirit, it's a human spirit. And human beings lie. That is the truth of hoodoo. Hoodoo believes in the truth. It believes in the truth. Hoodoo does everything to get to the truth. And to every person who won't follow the truth. But that is the secret. That's the secret. And one thing I'll do, I won't bother you no more with that. I won't bother you. I will not. Now, you can go ahead, do what you want, but I won't bother you. Now, God bless you. Everybody's been good tonight. God bless you. God keep you. God shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in. from this time forth, even forevermore. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. Sure enough, only one. And only one Papa say goodbye and good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.